Chapter 7. Witness to a Murder. A year passed uneventfully, and Utterson scolded himself many times over for his alarm over Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll. Therefore, the visit of Inspector Newcomen came as a great shock to Utterson, greater than if he had continued to expect the worst news from Jekyll during that year. One morning, just as dawn was breaking, Utterson's manservant woke him, saying a detective from Scotland Yard was downstairs and wished to talk to him most urgently. The lawyer dressed hurriedly and rushed downstairs to see what the detective wanted. When Utterson entered the parlor where his butler had asked the officers to wait, he was amazed to see an unknown young woman in a maid's uniform sitting on one of his antique chairs, weeping. A policeman stood behind her, while the man from Scotland Yard, Inspector Newcomen, was writing in a small notebook. The inspector apologized to Utterson for the intrusion and for the early hour. Then he drew the lawyer aside to explain the circumstances of their visit and the identity of the young woman. "A terrible crime was committed just a few hours ago," said the inspector. "That girl is a housemaid, and she is the sole witness to it. We believe you can help us, so I wish you to hear the details of the crime from her own lips. Of course, you will make allowances for her shock at what she has seen." Mr. Utterson nodded, and they turned back to the others. The girl wiped her eyes, which were large and blue. She seemed more frightened by her elegant surroundings than by the policeman at her side, for she crouched rather than sat in Mr. Utterson's expensive chair and did not touch its polished arms. "Now, Sarah," said the inspector briskly, "here is Mr. Utterson, waiting to hear your story. No more tears, if you please." Though her eyes had filled with tears again, Sarah choked back her sobs and said, "Yes, sir, I'll try, sir. I finished my duties and went to my room around 11 o'clock. Then, while I was sitting at my window and looking at the moon, I saw this fine old gentleman walking toward—" Utterson interrupted. "You were looking at the moon, you say?" Sarah flushed. "Yes, sir. The river is down below the house, and the moon looks ever so nice shining on it. It's like a picture in the storybooks I used to read at school." The inspector snapped his fingers impatiently. "All right, get on with it. You saw the victim approach." Sarah nodded, a few tears escaping from her eyes. "He looked ever so fine, and yet I could tell he was a kind gentleman from the way he smiled at Mr. Hyde."
"Mr. Hyde!" exclaimed Utterson.
"Oh, it was Mr. Hyde right enough," said Sarah. "I know him, for he sometimes calls at my master's house, and none of us servants likes him. So mean-looking and short-tempered he is. We all try to avoid him."
Now the inspector broke in, for the story was getting confused. He explained to the lawyer that two men happened to meet across the road from where Sarah watched at her window. The older man was apparently asking for directions, for he pointed in one direction after bowing politely. The second man was Hyde. The inspector ordered Sarah to resume her story.
"Mr. Hyde didn't answer him, that I could tell. He waved his big cane about and seemed to want the old gentleman out of the way. Stamped his feet, almost like he was taken by a fit. Well, sir, the old gentleman was surprised, and he stepped back. I guess he was a little afraid. I know I was, and I was safe indoors. But as soon as he stepped back, Mr. Hyde was on him. He lifted up that cane and brought it down ever so hard on the gentleman's head. He hit him and hit him. When the gentleman fell down, Mr. Hyde hit him some more. Then he jumped right on him, up and down, just like them apes in the zoo do. That's when I left my senses."
"She had fainted," explained the inspector. "By the time she came to and called the police, it was 2 o'clock this morning. Mr. Hyde was gone, of course, but his victim lay in the road dead, horribly mangled. We found the bottom half of the cane in the gutter where it had rolled. It had been broken, even though it was made from some very tough and heavy wood. No doubt the murderer carried the top half away with him." Mr. Utterson felt his legs tremble, and he sat down quickly. Dreading the answer, he asked, "Who was the victim?"
"We don't know yet," replied the inspector. "That's why we've come to you. The old man carried a purse and a gold watch, but no papers or cards of identity. But in his pocket was a stamped and sealed letter addressed to you. We assume he was looking for a postbox and asked Hyde the location of one."
Mr. Utterson regained control of himself and accompanied the group to the police station. There, the lawyer was led into a back room where the body of the victim lay beneath a rough prison blanket. When the blanket was pulled back from the face, Mr. Utterson gave a gasp.
"This is Sir Danvers Carew. He was a member of Parliament, as well as a client of mine."
"Good God, sir," exclaimed the inspector. "This killing will make a great deal of noise in the world. It is fortunate that we already know the name of the murderer. Now all we have to do is find him."
Utterson looked away from the corpse. "Perhaps I can help you there also," he said. "If he is the same Mr. Hyde that I am acquainted with, I have his address."